right, well, we are going to get into the word tonight, and we're going to start in Mark chapter 12, verse 28. Mark chapter 12, verse 28. And tonight's teaching is about loving God and loving others. And kind of about the love that God has for us, too. Mark chapter 12, verse 28. It says, "And one of the scribes came, and having heard them reasoning together, and perceiving that he answered them well, asked him," referring to Jesus, "which is the first commandment of all?" And Jesus answered him, the scribe, "The first of all the commandments is, 'Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind, and with all thy strength. This is the first commandment. And the second is like, namely this, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. There is none other commandment greater than these." And so the greatest commandment in God's word is to love him, and to love him in a particular way, right? It says in verse 30 that we're to love him with all our heart, all our soul, all our mind, and all our strength, right? That's how we're to love God, right? With everything that we got. Those things represent the entirety of us, everything that we have, right? Our whole heart, our whole soul, our whole mind, and our whole strength. And the second is like it, right? To love our neighbor. And there's nothing like the love of another believer to their neighbor, right? That's a great love of God that they demonstrate to someone else. That's a healing love and a delivering love. And those are the two greatest commandments, right? Yeah. Both of them are to love. Both of them are to love. So it must be important. Go to Luke chapter 10, verse 25. So when asked about the greatest commandment from God, what's the greatest instruction God can give? And it's to love. Because when you love God, everything else kind of works and falls into place. Right? Because if you love God, you'll do his word. If you love God, you'll obey what his word says to do. And if you're walking the word, then you're in fellowship with God. Luke chapter 10, verse 25. "And behold, a certain lawyer stood up and tempted him, saying, 'Master, what shall I do to inherit eternal life?'" So they really like to ask Jesus questions, see if they can catch him and stuff. "And he said unto him, 'What is written in the law, since you're a lawyer? How readest thou?' And he answering said, 'Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy strength, and with all thy mind, and thy neighbor as thyself.'" So he knew the answer too. "And he said unto him, 'Thou hast answered right. You are correct. This do, and you shall live.' But he, willing to justify himself, said unto Jesus, 'And who is my neighbor? Who do I have to love as myself?' And Jesus answering said, 'A certain man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell among thieves, which stripped him of his raiment, took his clothes, and wounded him, and departed, leaving him half dead. And by chance there came down a certain priest that way. And when he saw him, he passed by on the other side," just ignored him, "this man in need. And likewise a Levite, when he was at the place, came and looked on him and passed by on the other side. Right? And so these were religious leaders, right? The Levites, the priests. And they just ignored this poor guy. But a certain Samaritan, right, who was not considered anyone of great report, you know, did not get along with the other Judeans, kind of looked at as scum. He journeyed, came where he was, and saw, when he saw him, he had compassion on him. Compassion. He looked at the guy and said, "Man, that makes my heart hurt to see this man beat up, stripped of his clothes, and left half dead." He went to him and bound up his wounds, pouring in oil and wine, and set him on his own beast, and brought him to an inn, and took care of him. And on the morrow, when he departed, he took out 2 pence and gave them to the host, and said unto him, "Take care of him, and whatever you spend more, when I come again, I will repay thee." Now, which of these three, the Levite, the priest, the Samaritan, thinkest thou was the neighbor to him that fell among the thieves? And he said, "He that showed mercy on him." And then Jesus said unto him, "Go and do likewise." Right? And so we can have compassion. We're to do likewise. To have compassion on those in need, like the Good Samaritan did. Right? He came and looked on him and said, "This man has a need." Where the other religious leaders just walked right by him. Right? Where was their compassion? Where was their love? Right? These were people who were supposed to know the Word of God. And the Word of God, as we saw, says that we're supposed to have love for God and our neighbor. But they just walked on by, right? And so he said, the person that was neighborly, the person who loved, was the Samaritan. And we can be that way. Go and do likewise is the commandment. So love God and love others. Go to John 3:16. John, Gospel of John 3:16. This is the sporting event sign verse. For God so loved the world. This is how big God loved the world. This is the explanation about how big God loved the world. That he gave his only begotten Son. He gave the life of his only Son. That whosoever believeth in that Son, in him, should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be what? Saved. That's how big God loved us. That he would give his only begotten Son, who was perfect, who had no sin, for us when we were sinners. That's how big God's love is. That he would give up something perfect for the rest of us, right? That's huge. And that's how big God's love is for us. So let's love him. Go to Jeremiah chapter 9. Jeremiah chapter 9, verse 23. Right? That Samaritan, he gave up of his valuable supplies, right? Oil and wine were not something that came cheap. He paid for his lodging. He bound up his wounds. He went out of his way to really help the guy. He walked the rest of the way because he put the guy on his beast, right? He really took care of him. He went to the utmost, and that was the example that Jesus Christ gave, someone who does the utmost to love. Jeremiah 9, 23. I mean, he could have easily bandaged the guy up and walked away, right? That would have been nice. But it's going and doing it to the utmost, because that's how God loves us. Jeremiah 9:23. Thus saith the Lord, let not the wise man glory in his wisdom. There are wise people, but don't let them glory in their wisdom. Neither the mighty man glory in his might. There's strong people, but they shouldn't glory in their might. Let not the rich man glory in his riches. There's wealthy people. But let him that glorieth glory in this. If you're gonna glory, glory in this. That he understands and knoweth me. Right? That he understands and knows God. That I am the Lord which exercises loving kindness, judgment, and righteousness in the earth. For in these things I delight, saith the Lord. Right? The things that God delights in are not, you know, wisdom and strength and riches. It's, you know, judgment and loving kindness and righteousness, right? Living according to God's word and loving. Our enjoyment should come from that, not from riches and being strong or being super smart, but from walking the way that God wants us to walk. Recognizing God working in your life. That's what God delights in. Recognizing his contributions and his, you know, doing and helping you in your life. He delights in that. He loves to help. And he delights in seeing and being able to do that for you. Right? Not in you trying to figure it out yourself with your own wisdom or your own riches or your own might, but leaning on him. Right? That's what he delights in. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 4. And he does it with loving kindness. I manage many people at work. And I sometimes get very annoyed when they need my help all the time. Because I have other things I need to do. And God's like the opposite. He just loves helping. He just really wants you to come to him and lean on him. And it's really foreign sometimes to think about because, you know, we all have our own stuff to do. But God, he can do it all, so he wants to help. That's a cool way to think about it. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 4. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, has quickened us together with Christ, or made us alive. By grace you are saved. So it's because of God's great love that we are made alive, that we are saved, that we are born again. Right? Verse 4 says, but God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us. It's that love. It's because of that love. It's because of that love that we've been made alive. Because we were dead in trespasses and sins. That's what he gave up because of his love for us, was his son. That's huge. Go to James chapter 1, verse 16. So when you think about God's love for you, think about what he gave up. And he did it so that you could have life, so that you could be made alive. He did it for you. He did it for you. James 1, verse 16. Do not err, my beloved brethren. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. Right? Every good gift and every perfect gift is from God. Is from God. That's the wrong one. That was out of order. Is from God, is the source of good. Right? Because he loves us. All the cool stuff we enjoy is because of God. Every good and perfect gift is from him. So if you enjoyed something, it's because God put it into existence. Right? All the cool stuff. Do you enjoy listening to the birds sing? God made that. Do you enjoy when somebody tickles your side? God made you have feelings and laughter. Right? Do you like the sound of music? God invented all of that. right? It's all his creation. The stuff that we get to enjoy is because of God. And then all the perfect stuff, right? The Holy Spirit that we have, manifestations of the Holy Spirit. That's all from God. All of it. 1 Timothy 6. And he did it for you and me. God gave his only begotten Son to bless us, to give to us. He gave up a ton and he gave us a ton. Right? That's love. 1 Timothy 6, verse 17. It says, charge them that be rich in this world that they be not high-minded, neither trust or nor trust in uncertain riches, but in the living God who gives us richly all things to what?
Enjoy.
To enjoy. To enjoy. So God is the source. He gives us richly all things to enjoy. Right? The great things that we have, the peace, the manifestations, the love that we feel, all the good things that he's given to us are for us to enjoy. To enjoy. Wisdom and righteousness and sanctification. These are all from God. He is the source. Go to 1 Thessalonians 4. So it only makes sense that we should love him. 1 people need to be loved too. That's what it says here in 1 Thessalonians 4:9. But as touching brotherly love, you need not that I write unto you, for you yourselves are taught of God to love what? One another. One another. He's basically saying, hey, it goes without saying. You don't need me to write this to you. It goes without saying. You've been taught of God to love each other. How are we taught of God to love each other? Because of the way God loves us. Right? By example. That's how you teach someone, is by example. How do I fix a light bulb? Somebody showed me. Right? How do we love? Well, God showed us by loving us. By loving us. And so we can love each other. People need to be loved. They need kindness. They need encouragement. They need to be loved. So we should love each other. Like these two fine folks. Love each other. People need it. Galatians chapter 2, verse 20. The most unhappy, the most depressed, you know, mental illness is this huge thing that our country is dealing with, right? It's all over the place now. Mental health is everywhere. And it's all a product of not being loved, right? I don't know too many people who are truly loved that are depressed, that are unhappy, that are scared. People need love. It's like part of their health and their well-being. Galatians 2, verse 20. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. And this is the greatest example of love, right? Jesus Christ was a man. He made the decision to lay down his life for us, right? We live in the flesh by faith of the Son of God because he loved us enough to give himself for us. That is the greatest example of love. Go to John 13, verse 34. Jesus Christ is a man that I never met personally, who gave his life so that I could have a life more abundantly. And he loved me enough to do it. John 13:34. A new commandment I give unto you, that you love one another as I have loved you. That you love one another as I have loved you, that you also love one another. Right? The way that Christ loved is the way that we're supposed to love. And that is with the love of God. By having that love for each other, for our neighbor, by this shall all men know that you are my disciples, if you have love one to another. Right? People know that we follow Christ, that we are believers, that God is our Father, by the love that we demonstrate. That's how they know. Because only believers, only those who are born again, can love the way that we do. Right? Because we have Holy Spirit. And we can love bigger because it's God and Christ in us. And so that love of God can shine through us. Right? And people recognize that. Go to Romans 13. That is the most common way that new believers get really blessed and turned on to the Word, is because they get loved by believers. Not because we throw Scripture in their face, but because we love them. And then they want to know more about God. Romans 13, verse 10. Love works no ill to his what? Neighbor. So there's no bad thing that comes from loving your neighbor. You can't go wrong with love. Therefore, because of this, love is the fulfilling of the law. So all the stuff that God put in the law about how to live life and about how to take care of each other is love. It's all summed up in one word. And that, because of that, knowing the time, that now it is high time to awake out of sleep. For now is our salvation nearer than when we believed. The night is far spent, the day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness. Right? Are works of darkness loving? No, because it works no ill. Right? It works no ill. Cast off that other stuff. And let us put on the armor of what? Light. The armor of light. The armor of light. And the context here is what? Love. The armor of light is love. It's love. Let us put on that love. We cast off the works of darkness. We put on love. The armor of light. Right? Because it works no ill towards neighbor. It is the fulfilling of the law. Go to Ephesians chapter 4, verse 32. And people need it. We all need it. We need it from each other, and the people around us need it from us. Love is just a healing and a delivering and a wonderful thing. Ephesians 4:32. This is how God wants us to be. It says so. Be and be. That means be it. And be. Be ye kind one to another, tender hearted, forgiving one another, even as God, for Christ's sake, has forgiven you. Right? That's how God wants us to be. Kind, tender, forgiving. Because he forgave us. He forgave us. He wants us to be that way too. And that's, at the end of the day, that's a lot of what love is. It's just being kind and tender and forgiving. Super forgiving. Forgiveness is such a big part of love, right? It's not just being kind and smiling at people when you're around them, but it's also forgiving. And forgiving is very, very healing. Chapter 5, the next verse, chapter 5, verse 1. Be ye therefore followers of God as dear children, imitators of God. So how do we imitate God? Verse 2. Walk in love as Christ also has loved us and has given himself for us an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling savor. We can imitate God by walking in love because He loved us, right? He loved us. So to imitate God is to walk in that love. So the first and second commandment are to love. Love God with your heart, soul, mind, and strength. And to love your neighbor. And to love the way that Christ did. It's God and Christ in us. Right? Love the way that Christ loved. He forgave. He took care of people. He laid down His life for people. You know, He gave of Himself continually to love other people.